What's up, sunshine? It is Monday, February 3rd. Happy to start the week with you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. I'm getting ready to head down to New Orleans, where we're going to continue this week's show for the Super Bowl. So if you're headed that way to see the Chiefs take on the Eagles, keep an eye out for your boy and be sure to say hello. All right, let's jump right into your news. Today we start in the United States, where President Donald Trump followed through on his campaign promise to impose aggressive tariffs on three of America's most significant trading partners, Mexico, Canada, and China. Three separate executive orders signed on Saturday and expected to take effect on Tuesday will impose a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico and another 10% tariff on all imports from China. Tariffs are a tax placed on goods imported or exported from one country to another. They can be used as a way to regulate trade between countries and protect domestic or homeland industries by making it cheaper to manufacture goods at home. It's important to note that in the case of the United States, for example, foreign companies aren't responsible for paying tariffs. It's the U.S.-based businesses that pay the federal government the cost of the tariffs on the goods they import. And that higher cost is often passed on then to consumers who see higher prices on stores' shelves. President Trump says the tariffs are a way to accomplish several of his policy goals, like protecting domestic manufacturing and raising more money to fund the government. Administration officials say the tariffs also are aimed at curbing the flow of drugs and undocumented immigrants until those countries stop both from coming into the U.S. These tariffs also come with some hefty risks, the first being big price increases for American consumers on a wide variety of imported common goods like avocados, sneakers, or cars. That also includes imported materials to make the goods within the U.S., so prices for domestic goods might right here in the U.S. raise also. As part of the executive orders, any retaliation from Mexico, China, or Canada would mean even higher tariffs for that country, causing prices to again raise even higher. And hours after the orders were signed, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said their countries will impose retaliatory tariffs, while China's Commerce Ministry said it would file a complaint with the World Trade Organization and take countermeasures. This tariff spat could escalate, which could then potentially lead to much higher costs, disrupted supply chains, and the loss of jobs that have a damaging impact on the world economy. 10-second trivia. What part of a shark's anatomy is used to help determine its age? Teeth, gills, vertebrae, or dorsal fin? Answer is vertebrae, which contains circular rings that are counted much like the rings of a tree to help scientists estimate a shark's age. As populations of the critically endangered scalloped hammerhead shark decline around the world from overfishing and habitat degradation, a team of marine biologists has been working to reverse that trend by protecting a sanctuary full of these migrating hammerheads and their baby sharks, also known as pups. Our Anna Stewart takes us to Costa Rica, where since 2018, one organization has been on a mission to save this species.
In southern Costa Rica, between rainforest and ocean, sits one of the world's rarest sites. Golfo Dulce is one of the only tropical fjords in the world, and its warm waters provide the perfect breeding and nursing ground for a host of extraordinary marine animals. Chief among them, the endangered scalloped hammerhead shark.
The scalloped hammerhead shark, Sphyrna linguini, is a migratory species. The hammerhead have two stages. One in the coastal water when it's a juvenile, grow in the shallow waters with a lot of nutrients, with a lot of food. When they grow, they make big, big movements, like 1,000 kilometers. It's a big migration.
Scientists estimate that the global population of scalloped hammerheads has fallen by more than 80% in the last 75 years. And while thousands of baby sharks are still born in the nursing grounds of Golfo Dulce each year, Overfishing and habitat degradation pose a serious threat to the species' long-term survival. In 2009, Elena Zanella and Andre Lopez founded Misión Tiburón, a non-profit that promotes ocean conservation through the identification and protection of critical shark habitats around Costa Rica.
We started with a dream. Both of us, Andres and I, we are both marine biologists. We met at the university and then we saw a gap in the research and in conservation of these threatened species. So we decided to do something for them. After several years of tagging sharks and onboard observation of fishing operations, with our data, in 2018, the government of Costa Rica declared the shark sanctuary of Golfo Dulce in order to protect this important and unique nursery ground for the scalloped hammerhead shark.
These government protections make Golfo Dulce the first shark sanctuary in the world to be focused on a nursing ground and has helped to stem the tide of illegal fishing. But there is still work to be done restoring the coastal mangroves, vital as birthing habitats for the hammerheads.
It is important for the hammerhead sharks to have healthy mangroves because they use them on the first stages of lives. So, and it will help the sharks to get the size they need to get to the ocean.
With their unique shape and 360-degree vision, the hammerheads may look like creatures plucked from another universe. But as the work in Golfo Dulce continues, Misión Tiburón are optimistic that these otherworldly predators will continue to exist as real and permanent residents of planet Earth.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, is the famous groundhog that woke up and saw its shadow. Punxsutawney Phil prognosticated 6 more weeks of winter for all of us in the 139th annual Groundhog's Day tradition. It all went down bright and early on February 2nd when Phil emerged from his burrow at Gobbler's Knob in the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And while tradition has it that groundhogs possess this uncanny ability to forecast the weather, some groundhogs, it seems, have been more on the nose than others. CNN's Jeremy Roth explains the ranking of the top forecasting groundhogs and shows which of the furry friends made the top 5.
Just in time for Groundhog Day, the weirdest of weather-predicting traditions, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has released a ranking of their top most accurate weather groundhogs, and the results may shock you. NOAA ranked the weather-predicting accuracies of a total of 19 still-working meteorological mascots with seer-of-seer careers of at least 20 years. Here are your top 5. Number 5 and 4 are actually a tie at 65% accuracy between Gertie the Groundhog at Illinois' Wildlife Prairie Park and West Virginia's Concord Charlie, who's never actually been seen by the public and is listed as, quote, presumed groundhog. Seems legit. We are off to a great start. Number 3, with a 75% accuracy, is Lander Lil, a groundhog statue in Wyoming that doesn't even see a shadow. It simply casts one. It's science, people. Coming in at number 2 from Georgia and with the most Georgia name ever is General Beauregard Lee, who clocks in at 80% accurate. Bless his heart. And finally, NOAA's top-ranked weather groundhog is New York's own Staten Island Chuck. With a whopping 85% accuracy, you might be wondering, hey, how's this jowly jabroni do it? Oh, you know what? Forget about it. What you should be wondering is, where's Punxsutawney Phil, America's most famous woolly weather predictor? Sadly, Phil barely cracked the list at number 17 with a dismal accuracy of only 35%.
We will see in a few weeks just how accurate Phil is and if he might make that list next year. And now for our favorite part of the show, we've got a special shout-out going to Camdenton Middle School in Camdenton, Missouri. Lakers, rise up. That's our show. It's a blessing to kick off another week of learning with you. See you here tomorrow from NOLA. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.